dear people of the web that have, or just people that have a phone or a device to listen, did you know that every single solitary episode of Your Mom's House is now available on Spotify? The same app that has millions and bajillions of songs now has thousands of podcasts. Of course, there's only one podcast that's important, but nevertheless, there are others there. On Spotify, you can listen to all your favorite shows, Jeans. My favorite is this one. There are so many podcasts out there, but only one matters. You're listening to it now. You can subscribe to our show. You search for Your Mom's House on Spotify. You tap follow, and every new episode is delivered right to you. Podcasts are on Spotify, and they're streaming right now. Right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. What do you think of that, Gene?
That was really good, Tommy. All right, I got a big announcement.
A big announcement. Pull your pants up over your head.
Your jeans, not just your pants. Big announcement. June. December 8th, Gramercy Theater. My first show has sold out.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm so excited. In Jew Dork Titties. And I've added a second show, a 10 p.m. show in Jew Dork Titties, December 8th, Gramercy Theater. Pre-sale for those tickets starts today, June 20th. I've got a special promo code for mommies. It's try it out. One word, try it out. You can go to Christina P online and get those advance tickets because they will hopefully sell out again. And
lovely.
Thank you, everybody that's purchased tickets already.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
I myself have a new show to announce as well.
Oh my God.
A pre-sale is in effect today.
What is happening?
And this show is happening November 30th.
Oh.
It is at the Pechanga Resort and Casino in Temecula, California. Pre-sale starts today, Wednesday. The code word is CHAMP, C-H-A-M-P. The general on sale will begin on Friday, but you can get those pre-sale tickets at the Pechanga Resort and Casino. Of course, next week I actually have another show that announces that launches. Until then, there are a few things I need to point out. Let's see. New Orleans is all sold out. A few tickets left in the Boise second show. I would get it if you want to go. Sacramento is definitely not going to last. Fresno, Bakersfield, Fort Myers, Florida. That's the southwest part of Florida. That's the only place I'm going in that area. Next year, I'll be going back to Tampa and whatnot, but not this year. Jack Meowville is moving along. We have a second show added. The first show sold out in Orlando. And there are shows in Augusta, Montclair, and Fill Her Up, Delphia. Those are all at TomSegura.com. Go to the tour page. Gene?
Tour.
Tour.
Do you say tour? Tour?
I don't say tour. I say tour.
Tour.
Is that wrong?
No, I don't think so. Someone I heard go the tour. Tour.
I'm going on tour.
Tour.
Yeah, I'm going on tour, not on
tour. Tour.
I think it's weird when people say tournament.
A tournament?
Like, yeah, there was a tournament.
I
say tournament.
Tournament? Yeah, I say that too.
Yeah.
Tournament. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Is there another show to announce or no?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, just San Diego. I'm doing San Diego the weekend of Thanksgiving.
Okay.
The House of Blues. So if you want to get away from your family or bring your family to the show, get those tickets also.
It's Christina a good idea. It's great to get out of the house that weekend.
Yeah. I think by Saturday, you're kind of over it and bored. And it seemed like a good time to do a show.
Thank you to Dylan for sending in that instrumental. You can always get your instrumentals or songs considered for play by sending them to yourmomspodcast@gmail.com. There's no house in the address. It's just yourmomspodcast@gmail.com. What's up, Gene? All right. Well, there's a lot to cover, Gene. We got to get into this show.
Big show.
Big show today. All kinds of things going on. Are you ready to get moving?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Let's party. Let's do it.
I'm a dirty faggot. I'm a shit pig. I'm a toilet. I only deserve rape.
Wow.
Humiliation.
God.
Dehumanization. Degradation.
There's one for Dr. Drew right there.
Oh, my God. What happened here? Oh, man. What's going on?
Yeah.
Our soundboard just died.
Oh, you're kidding.
Well, it didn't play. That was weird. I mean,
just admiring this guy's bottom row of teeth. They're so white.
He has nice teeth?
Well, I don't know if they're nice, but...
This shit is big time!
There you go.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura.
And Christina Pajitsin.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Intense way to start off this guy. Well, first of all, let's give him credit. He knows if he wants to get on this show, be shirtless.
Yeah.
Frame it up at an uncomfortably close way or just in an unflattering way.
Yeah. I just noticed the shirtless. Why always shirtless with these guys?
I can see in his nostrils.
I mean, it is. I always find it kind of odd that guys are shirtless in public, like jogging. I mean, that's kind of weird.
Before we continue on this,
yeah.
I always forget, you know, I wrote this down. I forget these things that we are now, Blue Band just told me, the shows are going to be, we're on Twitch now, you know,
so people can
check it out.
I've been retitting that.
Yeah, you can retit it. But here's the thing we're going to start doing on Twitch. The episodes are going to start playing on Twitch 2 hours before YouTube drops.
Get out of town. That's a good idea.
You can chat, you know, you can go along with whatever you want to do and get involved. If you want to try it out, twitch.tv/yourmomshousepodcast. Every Tuesday around 9 p.m., that's 2 hours before the YouTube episode comes out. Mm. You know.
Try it out.
There you go.
That's awesome. And you get to watch with other viewers. Is that right? That's how that works?
I'm going to try to jump in on one of these, too.
Oh, maybe I will, too. I'll see you there.
See you there. I'll try it out on myself. I'll let you hear this again. It's quite alarming. It starts off.
The alarming bit too. Now that I think about it, is just doing any sort of video shirtless.
Yeah.
Is preposterous.
That's the least preposterous part of this video.
Right,
though.
But I'm saying like, how many shirtless videos have you done in your life? Like 0.0.
No, I've done a few. I have done a few.
We've done the tried out guy.
I've done that. I did Bert shaving me.
That was 10 years ago.
It's a long time ago. No, I don't make a regular habit of it for sure.
Yeah. I mean,
oddly enough, you know who does nothing but shirtless stuff is Bert.
Oh, I know.
And then so do these people that are troubled.
Mentally ill, and then Bert Kreischer. Yeah.
Lots of drugs, and then Bert. Yeah.
Whew, let's hear this again.
This was really something.
I had to absorb it, yeah.
I'm a dirty faggot.
Oof.
I'm a shit pig.
Mm.
I'm a toilet.
Ooh.
I only deserve rape.
That's
yikes.
Humiliation. Dehumanization.
Jeez.
Degradation.
Let me do Dr. Drew. Oh, the trauma.
Oh, yeah. This isn't good.
Lots of trauma.
Here, look, check him out. He's like, if you see me in the streets.
If you see me walking on the street, shout, hey, shit pig, and I will come to you.
Oh.
I will drink your piss, eat your shit, endure your verbal humiliation.
Yikes.
You can piss over me, you can shit over me, you can show your friends what a dirty, disgusting faggot I really am.
Fuck.
Well, wow. You know, I mean, everybody knows we're not saying the F word anymore.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm a little, I don't like his insensitivity.
It's very insensitive. I also would say that maybe he gets a pass because he's saying it about himself.
Yeah, he gets a pass, yeah. Well, I guess there's a lot going on here. I don't know. I'm sure a lot of people would take him up on this offer to call him a shit pig.
I don't know. Some would, for sure, yeah.
You can show your friends what a dirty, disgusting... disgusting faggot I really am.
Great.
All right, well, he is. He
we swapped out the picture.
Yes, we did. This is
It took us 8 years.
Von Swank took this one.
Yeah, Von Swank took it.
A year ago, maybe?
I was giving you a sip of that coffee, and you almost vomited.
Tastes like shit.
Yeah. We look cute.
We look really cute. I can't wait to look like a person again. This is very exciting.
Hey, are you pregnant?
I'm just full.
Every week, somebody will message me like, hey, what's up with Christina? She looks bigger.
That's so stupid.
Like, yeah. You with a baby? Oh, she's pregnant?
Hey, you dummies.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Don't be retarded. Yeah, I am. We have 4 weeks to go. I'm in the final countdown.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. It kind of went by really fast, didn't it? I mean, for me, it did.
Went by fast?
It did in places.
I feel like you've been pregnant for like 8 years right now.
I know. Well, now it's going slow. This is the most torturous part of it.
Well, to think that when we were in Hawaii a year ago, you were pregnant.
Not a year ago.
Well, you know,
December, January. Yeah.
And you were already in your pregnancy then.
I know. It's crazy. It lasts so long. It's just too long.
It's too long.
But then, you know, I'll squeeze this pepperoni out.
This little thug's going to come
out. Do it all over again.
In a few weeks.
It's so fucking
nuts. How many weeks are we going to skip of the podcast? Really?
What are you talking about? We can't skip weeks.
Well, I'm asking you because you're the lady having the baby.
No, we can't skip. This is important.
I love doing the show.
People without a show? That's crazy.
So you'll still manage to come in here and do it, even like...
Well, as I'm giving birth, we can do a podcast there. As I'm feeding him the first night, we can do a show there.
Okay.
What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think we got to try to bank one at least, right?
At least one. No, we are, guys. Don't make these listeners panic.
I mean, I'm not trying to make them panic. I'm trying to be sensitive to you.
We have
none banked.
Not right now, but we will.
Okay. Okay, Wheezy.
We'll get it going.
Okay.
We got to do it, man.
Got to
try it out.
Yeah, this guy here.
Send me a text message, and I may meet you at subway station Hansenhof within 5 minutes.
Oh, my God.
To be abused, to be laughed at, to be raped, to be humiliated, or visit me at my place. Whew. Thank you.
You're welcome. He wasn't me at the train station?
Yeah, I think he's in Norway.
Oh, my gosh. Where in the train station he's going to do in the bathroom?
Well, I guess you can just, you see him get off the train, you can go, hey, shit bag, and he'll be like, that's me.
That's me.
And then you go, like, I got to take a piss. And maybe you just, I mean, I think the thing to do would be to, like, go into the men's room. Usually men's room have multiple urinals.
Yeah.
And you place him next to one, and you just piss in his mouth and get the whole party started, which is kind of what he wants, I think.
I don't know, man. This one's real dark.
It's really,
really
dark.
Crazy.
Yeah, he's got problems.
You think?
I think so.
What kind of problems?
Oh, the trauma. So he's recreating trauma, probably.
It's a lot. Yeah, you probably don't get that way from having a great childhood, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Speaking of trauma, it's been really neat because you've been into a brand new series on Netflix.
Oh, my God. It's so great.
Anyway.
I am so into The Staircase. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
It's like fucking amazing.
Well, it's been really great for my life and for my falling asleep times. Because now all I fall asleep to are episodes of this show. And it's like a panicked 911 call is like the first episode. Where it's like, 911, what's your emergency? And he's like, my wife fell down the stairs.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you listening to?
It's a lot. Morning. It's a lot. Yeah, it's a lot.
You guys really.
I'm looking out the front window. The tall man is scaring us.
Yeah, this is why I fall asleep to every night, is 911 calls. And you're just ear to ear. I'm looking over at you, and you can't even, you're so excited about these horrifying calls.
Yeah, it's...
What part do you like best about a 911 call, like a panicked person?
No, I mean, I was watching this, The Staircase is what it's called. It is fucking unbelievable. It's basically, you know what it's exactly like? If you ever watch Dateline or one of those, 48-hour mysteries, it's an extended version of that. It's an extended version of that. And so...
So what should be one episode is, what, 12 or 13?
Yeah.
So you really get to go in-depth on a murder.
Well, you follow a whole trial. You follow an entire...
Ugh.
I don't know how these producers got this type of access to something like this. It's really like... I've never seen anything like it. I mean, they're in the prosecutor, the DA's office. They're with the defense attorneys. It's a lot. It's a lot. They get really involved. And then you also follow the guy who is on bail home. You see him at home. You know,
what's he doing at home?
Hanging out, having dinner with his family. It's really one of
and he's like, I didn't kill anybody. Everything's normal. Dude.
Okay, I don't want to give away this entire thing, but there's one thing that I have to tell you is like, this is the premise for the whole thing. So I'm really not saying much by telling you this. I'll try if I can pull up episode one here. So on the way that it starts is that this guy calls 911, which is what you were hearing.
Right.
And the best was that
first time.
Let me tell you, this is how this started. So
it's so horrible.
Our routine basically at night is that Christina, and this is whether or not she's pregnant, she always goes to bed before me. And she likes, it's like the perfect marriage because I'm the type of person that if I'm going to bed first, which is once a year.
Never, yeah.
I don't like to hear noise.
Yeah.
I have to have a quiet room. Maybe I can hear like
that. And dark. It's got to be pitch black.
I like it pitch black.
You got to be really...
I like white noise, like an air conditioning vent or a fan.
You love a fan on you, which to me, I hate because the fan actually blows on me.
But we don't have a fan in there now.
No, I know, but it makes me feel
in
like I have
past,
a fever.
Yeah.
It's really
but
sick.
I like the noise. Of,
right.
I like that noise. Any other noise, if you're watching TV, I can't sleep.
Right.
You, on the other hand, can sleep. You prefer
I
to
like,
hear.
I like to hear you. I like the sound of a television when I fall asleep. It's very comforting for me.
So,
however, there are certain shows that I don't like the sound of.
Yeah.
Like panicked 911 calls, generally not soothing for somebody falling asleep.
So you go, hold on. Let me see.
Oh, my God.
You go, you're like, all right, good night. And you go to bed. And I'm just like, all right, babe. I click on the TV, pull up what I'm going to watch. And as you're drifting off to sleep, you're basically getting ready to go to bed.
Yeah.
You hear, I believe this
Durham
is
police this morning are investigating the death of a prominent city resident.
You hear
the
this.
Officers were called early this
morning. Good night, Tom. I love you.
I love you. All right, I'll see you in the morning, babe.
Yeah, I love
sleep
you.
Well.
Mansion, just gonna lay my head down now for a long day.
Kathleen Peterson's husband is novelist Michael Peterson,
and you
well
hear
known for his books on the Vietnam War. He is also a former columnist for the Durham Herald and ran an unsuccessful mayoral campaign in 1999.
I remember this.
Police have refused additional comment on the death.
I mean, it's already terrifying to fall asleep to this.
Yeah, this, and then this music.
This spooky-ass music. It's terrible. I mean, I don't know what part of this is soothing for you before you go to bed.
Yeah.
How do you watch all this shit before you fall asleep? Doesn't it give you nightmares, babe?
No.
Kathleen and I were in here watching.
So this guy,
I remember this bit.
Yeah.
I remember it because I'm listening to it. Kathleen and I, we're having wine out here.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
And then Kathleen went upstairs, and then I went in shortly after, and then I found her at the bottom of the staircase.
Yeah.
And then they play the 911 call, and that's when I piped up, and I was like, what the fuck are you watching, dude?
That's right. That's right.
What are you watching?
Yeah.
She was alive when I found her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Barely.
Yeah.
Okay, this is why I'm trying to fall asleep here. Good night, sweetie. I love you.
No, but here's the best part.
Our son's asleep. The house is nice and quiet. The dogs have been let out. The dogs are on the bed snoring with me. I'm all ready for sleep.
The best part is that the exact exchange was that you hadn't been speaking here for a few minutes.
Right.
And then it's silent. Okay, it's totally silent. And then... I hear you.
911, what is your emergency?
1810 Cedar Street, please.
What's wrong?
My wife had an accident. She's still breathing.
What kind of accident?
And then I hear Christina go, it's It's really nice to fall asleep to 911 calls. I start laughing so because you go, and then I'm like, I start laughing, God. And you go, God, how do you? I'm trying to sleep, and this is playing in my subconscious.
That's horrible. It's the worst thing you can do for yourself. Oh my God. And I'm trying to sleep.
Okay. How many stairs did you fall down?
Oh my God. And all I want is to dream of like puppies and unicorns. And
that dude's so clearly acting in that call. He's like, what? Huh? You can tell. I mean, the way that I listen to that is like, this is completely false.
Yeah, I'm not even hearing that. Like, I just don't want to hear a person suffering or calling in that their wife is dead. I'm like, oh my gosh.
So the premise, by the way, you've learned this 8 minutes or whatever, 30 seconds into this whole series, is that this man found his wife at the bottom of the stairs.
Right.
Dead, but in a pool of blood and with blood spatter all over the walls. And he's like, she fell down the stairs.
Is that what happens when you fall down the stairs? You start bleeding a lot.
Yeah, and then they're like, and then he goes, as soon as the detectives got here, they treated me like a suspect. It's like, yeah.
Well, yeah, dipshit, you're the only one there with her.
Well, he's like, you know, she fell down the stairs, and they're like, there's blood.
And isn't that the...
Everywhere.
That's like the one thing every woman says who's been abused. Like, I just fell down the stairs. Like, everyone uses that as an excuse.
But, I mean, I'm not an expert, but I don't know. Sure doesn't look like a fall down the stairs when you see the photo.
I wish there were cameras in our bedroom where like I'm just like this sweet little angel that I am.
Yeah.
Just trying to sleep and I hear, oh, I fell down the 911. What's your emergency? My wife. Yeah, it's terrible. This is terrible.
Oh, calm down, sir.
Oh my God.
Calm down.
No, 15, 20, I don't know. Please get somebody here right away. Please.
Okay, somebody's dispatching the ambulance while I ask you questions.
It's a force field, okay? Please.
And you're, look how happy you are. Look how joyful that makes. It's just
joyful. It was horrible, but.
Yeah, but now you love it because you have another murder show to get into.
I love the series. I'm like halfway through it. I didn't realize, I think this came out a while ago, and they added 3 new episodes.
Oh.
So, also, Making a Murderer is going to have a whole new season.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good. Hopefully you can watch those while I'm sleeping, too.
Yeah.
I can go into my subconscious mind, give me nightmares and terrors.
No, you go, so you're like talking to me, and you're like, God, doesn't this mess with your sleep? And I'm like, not at all.
No.
Zero.
No. Yeah. This is how you go. This is what you drift off to. You know, I think it's so important to be cautious about what you put into your mind before you sleep.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm being very serious. Yeah. That's why I used to listen to like Louise Hay. Like I do, you know, whatever affirmations or maybe a nice meditation before bed.
Yeah.
So this really goes against everything I believe in terms of the unconscious mind. Because I do loop on things.
Sure.
You know.
Well, it's important.
It's terrible. This is terrible. This is a terrible way to fall asleep at night.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
I love it. I love watching thrillers before bed.
No, it's lunacy.
I mean, a lot of people watch this kind of stuff before bed.
A lot of people do, but I'm not a lot of people, and I don't agree with it. I think that it's really crazy.
Yeah.
I think that it's really not good for you, babe.
Okay.
To violence and murder before bedtime. It gets in your mind.
Do I look like a Muppet in that photo?
Yeah.
A little bit, right?
No. Oh. What do you mean? Which Muppet?
I don't know. I feel like it's like a Muppet.
Mm. No, you look good.
Anyways, I can't recommend this series enough. The Staircase on Netflix. I'm really into it. It's really good.
Oh boy.
Unprecedented access to a trial like this.
Yeah, I wake up to pee every hour, yeah. And I woke up to like a gay escort giving his, what's that word?
It's an unbelievable story.
His testimony, yeah, which is funny. It's a good, unbelievable story,
but what you normally get in the news is, you know, you see maybe trial coverage on something. These cameras are home with the suspect, the guy on trial. Like, you see him having dinner with his family, talking about stuff. The defense attorney's planning out every possible defense, everything that they think that the prosecutors will
bring up.
Could
you imagine defending a guy that you, I mean, you fucking know.
They have to know.
You know.
They have to know this guy's a piece of shit.
Of course.
But they sell it hard that he's not.
Yeah, well, they have. You know, that's the gig.
Job, yeah.
Well, I remember for the 2 weeks I was in law school.
They're going to bring up probably this other person that you knew that died under suspicious circumstances. We're just going to have to, you know, and he's going to be like, oh, he's like, oh, it's just terrible.
What they taught me in criminal law for the 2 weeks I was in law school,
yeah,
is that it doesn't matter the guilt or innocence of your client. You're just presenting the best possible, not version of the law, but the best possible defense within the law.
Right.
So
yeah, that's what's happening.
It doesn't matter if they did it or not. You're still giving them the best possible.
That's a crazy thing to say.
Scenario. What?
Just that sentence.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter whether. I mean,
it's irrelevant. If yeah. they're guilty or not, they still deserve a defense according to the law.
Isn't that fucking nutty? And the Constitution works.
Yeah.
But it's crazy.
It is crazy.
Like, I know this guy raped and murdered somebody.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying in this case. I'm just saying in general sense.
Yeah.
I know this person did this horrific crime, but I got to give him his best defense possible.
Because everybody's due their process under the law. It's just crazy.
It's crazy.
I couldn't. That's why I tapped out after 2 weeks. I was like, this is not for me. This way of thinking is unnatural.
You still paying off that?
No. It took me, I'll tell you how much, two weeks in law school back in the early 2000s cost me $6,000.
$6,000. I remember when I was dating you years ago and you were still like, yeah, I'm paying off law school.
Yeah. So. Yeah. It took a few years.
It's crazy.
But I did it, man.
Oh, another thing.
Again.
I don't want to forget. I did a lot of appearances last week.
You did. You did the Hot Wings show.
I did Hot Ones, which is coming out next week. So if you're listening to the show as it comes out, next week I'm on Hot Ones with Sean Evans. Had a great time.
So you ate the Hot Ones, and then you made a lot of Hot Browns for 2 days after you were wrecked.
My butthole. That absolutely destroyed my asshole. It was worth it. I mean, he is the best interviewer in the game, and it was a really fun show to do. But
I wish they would follow up with you, like, here's you eating the Hot Ones, and then here's you shitting the Hot Ones.
Oh my God. And it wasn't just one shit.
No, I know.
I shit later that day, twice the next morning I had a real Hot Brown, and then later in the morning I had another Hot Brown.
Yeah, they should call it Hot Brown Ones.
Yeah.
That's what you end up making later.
Yeah, I don't know, we laughed a lot, we had a good time. That was great. I also appeared on the H3 podcast. Etha and Hila Klein were so much fun. I'm trying to get them to come on Your Mom's House.
That'd be great.
I had a great time with them. I did their podcast number 69.
69.
Number 69 podcast.
Wow.
Which is perfect. Yeah, those two are hilarious and sweet. And then I also appeared on the Tomorrow Show with Kevin Undergaro. So if you don't have your full fix of me, download or go to YouTube, go to the Tomorrow Show, go to the H3 podcast. And like I said, in a week, I'll be on Hot Ones. I just wanted to plug all those before
I forget. That's exciting, Gene.
Yeah.
Where will your butthole be?
My butthole?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Oh, where my butthole will be?
Yeah.
Yeah,
this is kind of where your asshole is.
Dude, check this out. We were talking about tipping a massage therapist.
Yeah. So that we can fart during
one
the
road
massage.
In.
No.
Yeah. Hey there, mommies. I am actually a certified massage therapist. I was listening to your podcast. You guys seem to be very uncomfortable with farting during massage.
Yeah. Well, who isn't? I mean,
it happens all the time, and they train us in school that people get relaxed enough to fart.
Yeah.
And in some weird way, it can be considered a compliment, even though it kind of sucks to deal with it. It means we're doing our job correctly. And we always have essential oils and fabric sprays if it gets bad to put under our nose. So just relax and let us do our job. Poof. Oh, don't clench up. Let it rip. Body odor, however, is an entirely different issue. If you don't shower before you go to get a massage, then you are a trash human being. Farts dissipate quickly. Body odor stays the entire fucking time, and it's horrible. Signed, Dylan.
Well, what animal's going into a massage filthy?
I mean, apparently enough where Dylan is bringing it up, and I think you're a real piece of garbage for doing that.
I think so, too. I don't think that's fair.
I always shower,
yeah.
Like, moments before.
Yeah, that's courteous.
Yeah.
No. Now, here's the thing, though, with the fart during the massage, is that if you just do one good clench,
yeah,
I found that that usually remedies it, and the fart just goes back up inside of you, and you're done.
Usually, yeah. I'm not comfortable farting.
I'm not either. I don't
during
really know
that,
you.
Like, I know. It's just
know the
it's
person.
Too much. It's too much.
Too much.
It's too much. I don't like it. I don't want to do it. I'm not going to keep farting during massage.
Apropos our discussion the other day, we were laying in bed and we're farting or burping or something. And we started to have this discussion, and I was like, no, let's save this for the show. This is what we get paid for.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So would you rather have super burps or super farts?
That's a good question.
I'm talking, you know what I mean? When you do like a sonic burp, like super loud.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Or
King Ass Ripper.
That was him.
Right, of course, yeah. That's the king. Or ass rippers farts all the time. Now,
it's really painful too. So. You guys better love me for this.
Never heard?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It's a talent.
Yeah.
I don't like the So it's basically that every time you burp.
Yeah.
And you're
it's crazy.
And you're at the mall with like the wife and the kid, right?
Yeah.
And we're all there. And that's what you do. Or it's a sonic fart.
Like a crazy, crazy fart.
Like an ass ripper fart.
Yeah.
And the smell is pretty bad too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
That's not even the best.
No, I know.
Oh. That's the best.
Jesus.
Because I feel as though my life, I hear a lot of that stuff from you all the time.
I'm definitely going super burp.
Why is that?
I just feel like it's more one of those things where it's gross, but it's not as gross as your asshole. People enjoy and can be kind of amazed and have fun with a big burp. A big fart, people are like, come on, man. They're like, you need to shit. That's what everyone is thinking.
Right, you're upsetting people with the big farts.
Totally. A big burp, you can do that at a party. You can do that at dinner. And everyone kind of laughs like, Jesus, that's gross. But I can stick around. A fart, everyone wants to run away from you, you know?
Okay. Now, what if I took the smell out of the farts?
Yeah, but here's the thing. They don't know that it doesn't smell. Everyone's going to assume that it smells like shit right next to you. Everyone's going to run away. You burp like that, it's funny. It's a good time. That is a good party trick.
It kind
trick.
Of is a good time.
Yeah, a big burp is really fun.
It's always fun. There was this girl in high school who could drink a can of Dr. Pepper, and then she could belch the alphabet.
It's crazy.
That's how talented she was.
This is a chick, by the way.
No, girls are very good burpers. No, women are incredible. And I went to an all-girls Catholic high school.
Yeah.
There were a lot of chicks that could do it like this.
I mean,
I do feel like women might be better at sonic belches.
My cousin Jeanette burps.
Jeanette,
crazy.
This chick from my high school.
Yeah.
I mean, there are a few girls from high school. No, I do. I feel like women can do it. I think
the super
great.
Fart thing. I mean, it's cool.
I'm surprised. Honestly, I thought you would have gone farts.
No, I think. I mean,
I'm a little disappointed.
It's cool to have, but I think that.
It's cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice. I mean, I'd like to have super farts all the time, but I think the burp one it has more mileage to it.
Okay,
it's more fun.
What if when Charo's in town, which do you choose? Sorry, I guess because which?
No, the burps upset her more. Yeah, they do.
Why
yeah.
is that? Why is
I don't know. She finds it. I think she thinks a little bit that a fart is a little less in your control. She
all
thinks
right.
that a fart needs to come out, and that a burp. You are doing it just to be gross, which you are
you
in
are.
A way. Because you can close your mouth and go and burp into your own mouth.
Oh, but, my God.
But
speaking.
With a burp, you can just go, you can change and go, and let it out that way.
Speaking of which, we've been having these meetings lately.
Yeah.
With various whatever people. And you burped as you were talking to this important person.
Did I?
Yeah, babe. We were in our manager's office.
Yeah.
And this lovely gentleman agreed to meet with us, and you were like, so anyway, the story is.
Are we working with him now? Is that the one?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I'm glad that he knows now what he's dealing with.
Yeah, he's going to hear more of that.
But you did have to excuse yourself. You were
did
like,
I?
Yeah, babe. And I'm like, this isn't the first time he's.
I feel like I burped way. Oh, I burped on hot ones, a big burp. Because it was between, you know. Wings, and it was a big belch.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then you burped one time with sickle cell. You guys were meeting with some executives.
Yeah, we did.
And
I farted when he left the room, and I burped in the guy's face. Basically, I went, "Oh, Tom." Yeah, yeah. I didn't do it like that. I just it went in my mouth like that, and I go, "Hey, Tom." Like
yeah,
that.
But he knew what was happening. You weren't hiding anything.
No.
You still can't really hide a burp. You know what I
mean? Ryan was like, "Jesus Christ, man!" I go, "What?" He goes, "You fucking burped in the air. You're farting here. What's going on with you?"
I was like, "I know. That's life with Tom."
Yeah.
So you would take the sonic burps.
What would you take?
I think to annoy you, I would go sonic farts. And here's why. As a woman, if you let out a sonic fart in public, nobody's going to assume it's me. They're always going to assume it's
you. They can
you.
Hear it's you.
No, not necessarily. Because if I'm standing next to you in public
yeah.
and I fart, people are just going to think it's you.
That's true.
So I feel like, remember the year of farts? That started, I think, in Arizona. We were checking in for our Delta flight.
Yeah, it might have been 2012 or something.
Yeah. And we were both checking in, and
it was after New Year's.
It was New Year's Day. Yeah, yeah. We were flying home from a gig.
And we were checking in at a kiosk.
Yes.
That's right. And as we're checking for the flights, there's another, the opposite side of the kiosk is another screen.
Yeah.
So people could be on either side of it. And I farted, and it was loud.
Really loud.
And there was basically a guy behind the kiosk, and he leaned over like, I heard that.
Yeah, hey.
And I was like, that's what I'm doing this year.
Yeah.
This year is the year
of farts.
Of farting and just owning it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not hiding it.
Not hiding it. And it works. You can do it. Just like calling people jeans all the time or mommy, which we do constantly, no pushback. Zero pushback.
Zero.
Who's going to call you out on a fart?
Dude, do you want to hear the fucking funniest prank call?
Yes.
This guy, I think it's Tony. Yeah, it's Tony. He, I think he goes by DJ Skull Vomit. He has these amazing calls that he does with a soundboard. So he said, my buddy Jake answered a house for rent as the try it out guy.
Oh, shit.
Sorry, it says Fart Simpson here. That's who he goes by.
Fart Simpson. Right, that's good. That's good. It. I like that.
Hello.
Is this?
Yeah.
Looking at this ad, family of three looking for room for rent. Is that still something?
No, we're not looking for a room. We're looking for a whole house.
Yeah, well, we have a whole furnished basement.
Yeah, we're looking for a place. Where is this located at?
This is over in
Washington. All right.
Yeah.
When's that available?
Are you just looking for a week at a time, or are you looking for indefinitely?
We go down every year over the week after the 4th of July. We usually go down the week after that.
I see. I'm actually calling on behalf of my uncle. It's his house.
Uh-huh.
Give me one second. I'll get him on.
Okay. All right.
Uh-oh. This is so that's a great setup. The guy's
so
like,
clean.
Okay,
it's
let
so
me,
good.
Let me talk to the guy.
Yeah, it's a good setup.
All right, here he is.
You want to come move in?
Yeah. My name's Jim, and then, like I said, we're looking for a place for a week to rent. We get on every year, and actually the gentleman that we always rented off of for the last 30 years passed away.
Good. If you want to move in, you can move in.
Yeah. Believe me, we would love to move in down there in
Washington. Get free food, free rent, and everything else, man. Here's a deal, man. A friend can move with you, too, man.
Okay, so you got a two-bedroom, he said.
Free rent, you can lease in a key. You see me when I come over today? Try it out.
Yeah, we would want it for July 7th to the 14th or the 14th to the 21st.
Try it out, man.
He said it would be $7.50 a month. I mean, a week.
Free rent, free food.
Free rent and free food.
But you gotta fuck me. I need to be fucked a lot, man.
Pardon me?
Fuck me. Piss on me. Beat me. Home, you know. You see me when I come over today and try it out? Try it out, man.
Yeah. All right.
Here's the plight only as fuck, man. I'm looking for hardcore guys and mean it and want to do it. I fought my trash. Come, dump. Let's fuck.
Yeah. One sec.
Woo! Holy shit.
Try that, man.
Holy shit.
How fantastic.
That was
that?
Genius.
Yeah.
That was such perfection.
That's the guy's response to fuck me. Yo, I need to be fucked on. That was such a like a Baltimore, Maryland.
Oh my god.
That what do they call it? Central Atlantic accent.
Oh my god.
Going down there for 30 years.
That was so funny. God, that was so
great.
Funny.
Thank you, Fart Simpson.
Oh, I got to hear that again. I want to hear the
so
second half.
Great. I know.
He's such a good build up too. It he's
is.
Like,
all right, here he is.
He's like,
come, move in.
Yeah, my name's Jim, and then like I said, we're looking for a place for a week to.
Oh my god!
Come move
get
in.
Free food, free rent, and
Whoa.
Everything else.
He's
man.
Like stoked.
Deal, man. A friend can move with you too, man.
Okay, so you got a two-bedroom, he said.
Free rent, you get a lease and a key.
Free rent.
You see me when I come up today? Try it out.
Yeah, we would want it for July 7th to the 14th or the 14th to the 21st.
Try it out, man.
He said it would be $7.50 a month. I mean, a week.
Free rent, free food.
Free rent and free food. Free.
But you gotta fuck me.
You gotta fuck me, man.
I need to be fucked a lot, man.
Pardon me?
Fuck me.
Pardon
piss
me?
On me. Beat me. Home, you know. You see me when I come over today and try it out?
It's
try it out,
definitely
man.
Home here now. It's definitely
but
home
now.
But now
I hear home man out now.
No.
Now I hear home man out.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, God. Only as fuck, man. I'm looking for hardcore guys that mean it and want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a hot fuck white trash. Come dump this fuck.
Oof.
That's masterful.
It really
oh,
is.
That was so funny.
Yeah, that's really great.
Holy cow. Fart Simpson. Wow.
Really did it, man.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's HIMS.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Oh my God, I'm going to pass out. That was so funny. Oh, good Lord. He sets him up so well, too.
This guy's
walks
awesome.
Right into it.
So much creativity. Guys. Hot black guys wanna fucking fuck good. You're a hot black guy who wants to fuck me at 23.95. And if you wanna move in, you can move in, but you gotta fuck me. I need to be fucked alive, man. I need to be fucked alive, man. You can piss on me, beat me, give it a shot. I need to be fucked, man. What do you got? Try it out, try it out.
Oh my God.
Try it out,
try it
out. It's fantastic. Just try it out, try it out. Did the song Bird Come?
Oh, it's great. Bart Simpson and Bird Come are working for us.
The song's called I Need to Be Fucked a Lot, Man.
It's great.
Yeah,
what a good song.
That's a great song. There's also now this will be up on the page if you want to see it alone, like on its own. It'll be its own upload. It's a Try It Out Supercut.
Oh, with all the famous people up from our show.
Black guys who love to fuck good.
Black guys who love to fuck.
There you are, seamless.
If you're a hot black guy.
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 You're a hot black guy. You want to fuck me at $23.95?
If you want to move in, you can move in.
But you got to fuck me.
But you got to fuck me.
I just need to be fucked a lot, man.
You can move in with me. You get free food, free rent, free lease, and a key.
Free everything else, man. Here is the deal, man.
And here's a deal, man.
Here's a deal, man.
Here's the deal, man.
Here's the deal, man.
Here's the deal, man.
Here's the deal, man.
Man from jail.
You're homeless.
You're a thug. If you want to move in, your friend can move too.
Free rent, lease, and a key.
Fuck me.
You're gonna piss on me, beat me.
Piss on me, beat me.
Home man out.
Home man out.
Home man out.
Home man out.
I'm human now.
I'm home right now.
Not home now, but I'll be home later.
You see me when I come over today and try it out? Try it out, man.
Try it out.
In my building, try it out.
You wanna piss on me? Try it out.
Beat me? Try it out, man. I just get fucked a lot.
Serious replies only.
I'm looking for hardcore guys.
To mean it, want to do it.
I'm on white trash, come dump me.
Let's fuck.
Wow, really nice work.
Nice job, Blue Band.
Wow.
That is the Try It Out Supercut, and he just never stops inspiring people, you know.
Read my last text message.
I found your most recent message from Louie. I want black guys who like to fuck and fuck good. If you were a hot black guy, want to fuck me at $23.95. If you want to move in, you can move in, but you got to fuck me. I need to be fucked a lot, man. Free food, free rent, and everything else, man. Here is the deal, man. Men from jail. Homeless or you're a thug, you wanna come move in, your friend can move in with you too, man. Free rent, you get a lease and a key.
Oh my God.
Fuck me. Piss on me, beat me, I'm home here now. You see me today, wanna come over today and try it out. Try it out. In my building, try it out. Wanna piss on me? Try it out. I'm looking for hardcore guys who mean it and want to do it and deliver it. I'm a hot white trash, come dump, let's fuck. Want to reply?
That's Louis or Luis, Aussie Siri, letting it rip for the try it out guy. So yeah, he never stops inspiring people.
If only he knew. You know, these people don't even know how much they inspire us.
I know. A message looking for your feedback, I think. Hi, mommies. May I first say thanks for keeping it real on the podcast. You guys are fucking hilarious. I'm wondering if you can help me with a problem. My boyfriend has a real hygiene issue when it comes to the brown. This keeps coming up, this kind of stuff. I've been doing his laundry for a couple of years. I have witnessed his use of clean underwear steadily decline.
Huh.
He normally uses about 6 pairs every 2 weeks. He wears each pair for up to 3 days.
Negative.
Well, I think this is disgusting. He thinks it's normal because he scrubs his butthole using my expensive facial cleaner after each and every poop, sometimes even drawing blood. Can you please correct his backwards ass on this matter? I need him to man up and change his goddamn underwear every day.
Goddamn.
I also need him to stop using my face soap on his hairy anus and balls. P.S. I'm going to be one of the 5 women who buys the 4-Stroke Gang merch. Literally convinced my friend to name his Mustang the four-stroke Stang. Piss on me, beat me, hoe a man out, Chelsea. But first of all, I think you should weigh in on
what
her boyfriend.
Dude, what kind of nasty motherfucker? I mean, that's wrong. Every 3 days?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't matter if your genitals and your butthole are clean. You still have to change them because there's still residue, poop residue, sweat.
Yeah.
Usage. Why can he not afford daily boxers or underwears?
I don't know what's going on.
No. She needs to sit down with him, really talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's nasty as hell.
It's pretty nasty. I agree.
You can't wear the same underwear more than once.
I don't know how anybody is down with I'm talking men, women, non-binaries. If you're a homeless thug, whatever. I mean, that's the one thing. When I go on the road, I have a routine for packing. I basically bring double the amount of underwear that there are days.
I do too, because you'll burn through them. Pair.
Yeah, there's certain days where, you know, you arrive, let's say you shower, you switch out that underwear, new underwear.
That's 2 in 1 day, right?
Because you've been sitting on a plane.
Nasty.
Your balls are sweating.
Nasty.
You've been farting all day.
Nasty.
You switch. If you go to the hotel, I mean, I always go to the hotel gym. You're sweating in that. You can't wear that sweaty fucking underwear out. It's fucking nasty, man.
And then you got your show chonies.
Yeah.
You got to take that shit off after because they're all sweaty after you've been telling jokes for 2 hours.
Always bring extra undies.
More. This is disgusting.
One pair of underwear for 3 days is so fucking foul.
Even my stepdad, who was gnarly, like all of his shorts were brown.
It's summer.
He would never do that. Like, I feel like that. Would your dad do multiple days on one?
He's nasty. So I don't think he does, but he was also like, if you're on a trip or something and you realize you didn't pack the underwear you need, I'm always someone who's like, well, where's the store?
I'm gonna go buy them.
Yeah. My dad will flip his underwear inside out.
No.
So nasty, I think.
I would rather wash them in the sink. Like, if I didn't have access to buying them.
Yeah.
Wash them every day.
Yeah, you're right. Do something. Air them out.
Dude, how are you like laying this dude? I mean, his balls and dick must stink too. You can't do that.
That's funky. And I'm saying it's summertime right now.
No.
Doesn't he walk around in sweat? You know?
Yeah, just like
hot.
Ball sweat and pubes are down there.
Does he go to the gym or exercise and extend the wearing of that? Because that is real stinky.
Wait, why? I can't ask you this. Why are men so fucking disgusting? Like, are you guys just not taught hygiene from your parents?
It depends on your upbringing and whether being foul is encouraged or not. Because there's a lot of dudes who are really hygienic and over the top with it. But I think it's, you know, they either have their own neuroses about it or they're raised that way. They're raised to believe that, you know, you got to be really on top of the cleanliness. But if you're raised by people who, you know, encourage foul behavior, you're just going to grow into it. Yeah, of course.
That is so fucking nasty. Well, how are you not a barbarian? Your dad is an animal. You didn't inherit that.
I had women around all the time.
Three girls who were like, that's nasty talk.
Yeah, and I see how they reacted to dudes being gross.
It's so
gross. I am gross,
yeah,
but I check it on certain things.
You're hairy and gross.
Yeah, I'm hairy and gross, but I definitely believe in showers and clean clothes.
Change your clothes. You don't do multiple days on the same underpants. No, you're not disgusting like that.
I've always been sloppy, but I always said I was sloppy, but not disgusting.
No, that's right. No,
I throw clothes on the ground, but I don't like hair in the sink. And you know what I mean? I clean that stuff up.
Mm, that one's questionable.
I do.
You leave the hair on the sink, which doesn't even bother me.
I don't like hair on the toilet, stuff like that.
That's nasty. That's nasty. Why is there hair on the toilet, though?
Just like pubes will fall, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not into that either. I think
seeing like a funky toilet is gross to me.
That's nasty. Yeah, but our toilet's always funky with your brown splatters.
I'm saying I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah. No, I know. It's disgusting. Mm. That's so nasty. I wonder if there's nasty girls too, probably, that do that. Ugh.
Yeah.
That's nasty. No, you gotta have a conversation with this guy. I gotta go pee real bad.
Oh, really?
Pause, yeah. I gotta.
Oh, okay.
That's nasty.
Hold on. There you go. You peed. You're having a snack. You're pregnant. It's exciting.
I'm eating my cheese, man.
Eating your cheese.
I gotta say, all in all, this pregnancy's been pretty easy, except for this is it. The last 4 weeks are fucking horrible.
Yeah.
But the Pilates helped a lot. I've been watching my diet. It's been pretty decent.
I've been taking boxing lessons.
Dude, how crazy is boxing? We were watching that movie Creed.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
It's so fucking hard. Like, that's got to be the hardest thing to do.
You have a whole new appreciation for.
Oh,
it's really the conditioning that's the craziest. I mean,
yeah,
all of it is a skill set. You know, the punching,
the kicky punching,
the movements. Anticipation. I mean, it's a skill set, but the conditioning is what I think you end up going like, how the fuck do these guys do this?
Bananas! What incredible shape these dudes are in. Tremendous. Just to be able to, just to stay in the ring, just to be like, you know, doing that stuff. How long is a boxing match? I mean, generally
3 minutes.
But let's say an hour. Theoretically, how many rounds can they go, and how many minutes are each round? I don't.
Well, yeah. So you know, you have 10 and 12 round. Matches, bouts, and each round is 3 minutes.
Which is, like, one time I took I tried kickboxing once in my 20s.
Yeah.
And just hitting the bag and kicking it and shit like that for a minute.
Yeah.
I mean, that's so exhausting. I used to be just exhausted.
No, it makes you realize when you watch, after you do it a bunch and then you watch one, you're like, oh my God.
How do these guys fucking do that?
Sometimes we do these combinations where he'll do 30 seconds of each combination without a break for a minute and a half. And if you're going, you know, high speed, you're building up and you're hitting it harder and harder. I mean, a minute and a half in, you're like, I feel like I'm going to die.
Yeah. Could you imagine what it feels like after you're done with a fight? Like a full fight?
God, I know. And those MMA guys do 5-minute rounds.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And they're getting kicked and hit in the face.
And they're being
face.
Choked out and like you're wrestling. Yeah, five fucking minutes is an eternity.
It sure is.
But 3 minutes, if you're really boxing, dancing, moving, punching, swinging, ducking, dipping, sliding, slipping punches, bop, 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 bop. I mean, you go through a combination like that and like a little back and forth, you know, maybe 20 seconds have passed and you're like, fuck, there's
so hard.
40 of this left.
So fucking hard. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I remember that.
It's a lot. It's a lot of shit. It's the conditioning. That's why you see those guys when they're in camp. They're just running miles and miles and miles.
Oh yeah, it's nuts. Yeah. Oh, you know what? An appearance you didn't mention that you did was Dr. Drew's show.
I did Dr. Drew's also. And it was nonstop for me last week. I started to get messages like, "Hey man, what do you promote? Are you doing a bunch of press?" I was like, "It just happened this week."
Well, because you were on the road for so long, and I think it kind of got backlogged where people ask you to do things.
That's true.
And then you go, "How about this week?"
And then what happened was the other things just were added to it after I had committed to a few, and I was like, "Well, I guess I'll just keep doing it."
Well, anyways, bring up, yes, of course, he's amazing. Of course,
him and Mike Catherwood.
Yeah, who's great? Who's great too? He's so sweet. Is Anthony Bourdain. We never spoke about
him. I cannot believe we have not talked about Anthony Bourdain.
Well, I'll be honest that I didn't even want to talk about it last week because I was so upset. And I'm such an admirer of his. I read all of the books. Mm-hmm. I've been a fan of his since 2005. And I was really upset. I think it took 3 days before I finally could let the news sink in. And I'd forget about it. And then I'd remember and just be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe he's gone.
It really, it affected me too. I mean, you know, it also, he became one of those personalities that I kind of just took for granted as being there.
Yeah, and, right?
Yeah, who I
know you're talking about.
Yeah, you're like, I like him a lot. I really like him a lot.
Yeah.
I kind of, you know, I mean, first of all, look, I just don't watch a lot of anything anymore except for, it's like
murder,
nighttime
killing. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's time for me to watch something. It's 9:30 at night, and it's usually a movie or a show.
Yeah.
The scripted, you know, and I watch what I watch, and then that's it. I don't have that much. So I really don't watch that much TV anymore. And, you know, his show's on CNN. But I've been, you know, a longtime fan of Bourdain's. And for me, it started with Kitchen Confidential.
Yeah, that book is amazing.
And if you've never read it, and especially if you were already a fan of his and you just like, oh, I never got around to reading it.
Read that book.
I mean, remember when that book was a bestseller? And I'm pretty much a skeptic on all forms of entertainment.
Yeah, like, well, they'll be like, Tuesdays with Maury. I'm like, I don't want to read that. It's bullshit. Oprah put him on.
Did she put him on?
That's how that catapulted him into the fucking...
Really?
Yes, because she got a hold of Kitchen Confidential, and he had put these tips in there, like, don't order swordfish in a restaurant because of worms.
And the days of the week. I remember
Don't get seafood on a Sunday
but
or whatever.
All his... You know, if you watched him host No Reservations... or Parts Unknown on CNN or any other things, you know, you realize that those voiceovers that he would do narrating the show were written or spoken were in his words.
Oh,
he would write the copy. And there's a really poetic quality to the way that Bourdain summarized things, described things. I mean, he really was a gifted writer.
Certainly.
A gifted writer, you know, had a really original point of view on the world. But if you don't know that book... You're just watching it. You're like, you know, you might go like, wow, this guy is good at this. It's a whole other peek into his talent because he really wrote in such a poet. I mean, it's kind of book where it makes you want to go out to a restaurant that night.
Yeah.
It makes you want to be a chef, makes you want to cook. And he had like that rock star.
A punk
quality.
Rock.
Yeah, punk well, rock quality.
What was great about Kitchen Confidential? First of all, you know, he had two failed novels before that. He was writing mystery novels.
Yeah.
And they both failed. And then he got that old adage of like, write what you know, when he was like 40 years old and he'd worked in the restaurant.
44.
Wow. So even older. You know, he had a first wife, no kids at the time. And then he writes about what he knows, which is the dark underbelly.
In the way that he writes it.
Right. Which is great. And what I really related to, and I feel like creatively, I loved him. It's that dark quality, that shadow self. It's kind of why I love comedy, because it's all the dark, it's the derelicts, the masturbators, the fuck ups, the street people.
With comedic sensibility, too.
Oh, it's great.
Because he's not writing it like, he's not doing a fresh produce. It's one of the most important things to have in a restaurant.
Yeah.
He's writing it like a comic,
like
basically.
A scumbag, you know? And he had problems with addiction and heroin, and he talks about that in the first book, but...
And by the way, this is jumping around, but he did do speaking in evening with Anthony Bourdain. He would do those tours where he would basically go out there and tell stories. And it's basically, he was basically doing stand-up.
Oh, he was a very funny guy. Well, Joe Rogan interviewed him once on the JRE, and I remember listening to that, and I just loved him. I followed him on Instagram. Man, when he broke up with Otavia Bourdain, I was like, this is great. It's finally my chance.
To get Anthony?
To hook up with him. I would do
really
that.
Really nice perspective.
I wouldn't do that. But I did feel there was a kindred... creative spirit there, and I'm so upset because I just, you know, because especially all these fucking dumb chefs, like you said, it's like Andrew Zimmern's, like not that he's bad, but it's just like it's a different thing,
yeah.
You know, he was real.
Anthony had like a little bit of an edge,
a lot of edge,
but I'm saying he had a little bit of that. He had that thing where it's somebody you don't know, but you assume they would like you.
If you go,
I would talk to him and we would click. I would click with this guy.
You'd want to click. I would be so, I've had dreams. The night he died, I had a dream about him. Remember I told you?
Yeah.
I dreamt that we were in a New York City cafe and I was too afraid to go up to him because he's cooler than me.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, Anthony Bourdain, he's so cool. And that's how I've always felt, like, that guy's cool. We're not. That guy's fucking cool.
Yeah. He's.
And... yeah, and anyways, bringing back Drew, because they categorize this suicide as impulsive.
Right.
Which I was like, is that...
unforeseen.
Is that really how that works? Now, I'm not obviously an expert, but Drew brought up a great point that this guy was essentially a heroin addict and left untreated, just kind of went from heroin to alcohol or workaholism or whatever. Like, he would just fill that... that need with other things, and never went treated.
It struck me before when I would just watch the show and seeing him, enjoy and drink a bunch of different types of alcohol.
Dude, he did ayahuasca on his first series, I think.
Well, that one strikes
me. No reservations.
Yeah, that's less of a thing in my mind.
But to do ayahuasca on your TV show is fucking nutty, right?
It's nutty, but I'm saying that all the times where I saw him enjoying booze, I would think back to the book and think back to being a heroin addict.
Yeah.
And that he was doing the self-imposed medication of like, well, I'm leaving the hardcore thing, but I'm gonna
medicate with something else. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I always thought that, but, you know, you can never tell somebody. I mean, I guess there are some people where it works for them. You know, according to Dr. Drew, who's an addiction specialist, anyone who's going from opioid addiction and not going clean, but like doing other
supplementing,
he's like, it's so, you're just playing with fire the whole time. It's super dangerous.
Well, he mentioned that TV show, Patrick Melrose, on Showtime.
Uh-huh.
And I started to watch it, and it's a pretty great that's what Drew says. It's a representation of somebody going from heroin to just booze to try to wean themselves off of heroin. Mm-hmm. And it was so dark, I tapped out.
Really?
Yeah, and I was really into it, because that guy, Cumberbatch,
yeah.
Benedict Cumberbatch,
yeah,
he's a great actor.
Yeah, it's a good, really nice way of saying his name. Yeah,
but it was so dark, and I thought, gosh, if Anthony Bourdain was dealing with a fraction of the pain and suffering emotionally that this guy was, no wonder, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm super bummed.
It really bummed me out. It made me sad. You know, I mean, I know a lot of people were talking about, here's somebody that has it all, and, you know, you see them just in the fast lane of success in life, you know?
And not only has it all, but has it all their way. Where you're like, dude, you got to do it like...
Right, you're doing the
your
show.
Your way.
You want to do. You do the things you want to do.
Yeah. He's not like a, you know, stockbroker that hates the job.
Right, or even like the morning show host who's like, fuck this job.
Yeah,
he gives his real opinion. I used to really love when I was watching No Reservations back in the day a lot. My favorite things were when I think he was going to Greece one episode. He was like, I fucking hate lamb.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm not looking forward to it. And I was like, oh, this is so real.
Yeah.
That this guy is, he respected all cultures, you know, and cuisine, he would be like, I don't want to eat this. I remember he ate some crazy Inuit meal and he was like,
oh, the seal.
Yeah. He was like,
he didn't like it.
Hard to digest.
And
I loved that.
I did too.
It wasn't always like, whatever anyone gives me, I'll always say something positive.
Right.
He would tell you, like, fucking hate lamb.
It's not good.
Yeah.
I don't like this.
I don't like the way that's prepared.
Yeah, he hated vegetarianism. He was very open.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, I like that. He was a carnivore. And one time he went to Ghana, and they fed him, like, a rodent.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, this is fucking utterly disgusting. I'm forcing this down my throat right now, basically. And he was like, I'm polite, but this is fucking dog
But that's
shit.
Cool. That was that
Super
thing where
cool.
you knew that he was being himself. And you knew he wasn't just doing that polite thing of, it's all good. Everything's good.
Thank you. Yeah. And talking down to foreigners or to foreign cultures and talking down to people. And
yeah, no, he would tell people, this tastes like shit. I love that about him.
Yeah.
He'll be missed.
God
He'll really
it.
Be missed. I've thought about him a lot since that happened.
Me too.
You know, I feel he's one of those guys you feel like you really feel like you knew him.
Well, I think and I think we had a few mutual acquaintances, people that had known him, and I would hear things about, you know,
and between
him
all the shows and I mean, you obviously, it's kind of like we knew him the way, I don't know, like certain maybe listeners of this show know us. You tap into something and you get to know someone for a long time.
I know. It's
and the Kate Spade was a few days before that.
What is going on, you guys?
I know.
It's crazy. Well, on the good news is my shrink was telling me that a lot of people have been reaching out for therapy.
That's awesome.
Those two suicides. So that's good.
I've definitely had messages like that, and I always encourage people to reach out. People reach out to me, I'm saying, sometimes when they're like, going through this depression. It's like, always seek help, please.
Yeah, because I I keep Googling Anthony. I was like obsessed with this story. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. And it said that he did reach out to his doctor like a day or two before, and just they said didn't take the advice that the doctor had given him. So who knows what that means?
I know HBO is coming up with a new Robin Williams documentary.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I saw the trailer for it. It's really. It looked amazing.
But I think what's so shocking with Anthony is that you didn't see that. Well, I didn't see Robin Williams coming, but when you go, well, he had some illness that he was dealing with, right?
Robin was, yes.
Yeah.
Robin was dealing with like a serious early onset illness.
Yeah.
And a medication, and he knew, they basically told him it was going to be, you know, all downhill from here.
So he was like, I'm out.
I think so. Plus he'd suffered from depression for years and years.
That's so nutty.
Yeah. Kate Spade had suffered from depression for years.
Right, and she didn't want to seek treatment because she felt it would tarnish her brand, which is so sad. Like that, it's so sad that there's still a stigma on getting treatment. It's ridiculous. Ugh.
Okay.
Anyways, guys, I wanted to address it because I feel like it was an elephant. Like, oh, these two aren't going to talk about.
No, I know.
It's
just
so silly.
I think we just didn't last week.
I wasn't ready.
Yeah.
I was like bummed out.
Let me tell you. Let me switch it up with something that might cheer you up. This is real, by the way. We're in the real news. Okay. Yeah, check it out.
Okay, all right.
This is the KWOS Morning News Watch on News Radio 950 and 101.1 FM. KWOS.
KWOS News Time 6:06. I'm John Predmore. A new water champ and a controversy. Yesterday, the Competitive Water Consumption Consortium announced Thomas Segura as this year's water champion. Contender Christina Pizzitti was disqualified from the competition after testing positive for performance-enhancing salts. The CWCC is expected to release an official statement this afternoon announcing if Pizzitti will be barred from future CWCC competition.
News Radio 950 AM and 101.1 FM, KWOS.
Ridiculous.
By the way, if you want to know where the fans stand on this issue, the Water Champ hat that was in our store for me sold out, had to be reordered, and I was just messaged that we might have to reorder it again.
Okay, look, first of all.
Yours? In abundance. Yours are there.
Okay, Yana's, let the record show. Let's look right now at the evidence. I'm drinking water, Fiji water, courtesy of Martin Riza of the Patina restaurant in downtown LA.
The
Water Sommelier. He brings us this water, so thank you, Martin. I drank this, and what are you drinking? Just go ahead and show them.
A venti iced coffee, extra ice, no sweetener, a splash of whole milk. It's mostly water.
No, it's not mostly water. It's mostly brown, which is what your urine looks like after you drink that.
Okay.
So one of us hydrates, one of us dehydrates.
Not a dehydrating
It's a stupid thing. It's a stupid assumption that it doesn't. It's a diuretic, so it makes you pee more.
Huge stupid thing that stupid people say.
It's
now,
diuretic.
63 years ago today, Christina was born. And it's important to note that it's been a wonderful life.
Yeah.
I love you very much.
I love you too.
It's your born day.
It is.
To think that in a few years you'll be collecting Social Security.
It's so crazy.
Really an amazing thing.
Can you believe I'm 42 years old?
Wow.
That's a lot of time to be on this planet, dude.
Those tits have been farting for a while.
A long time. Yeah. It's a long time. You're not even 40 yet. That's so gross.
I know.
How does that make you feel?
It feels weird. Knowing how much you've been in your 40s.
Yeah.
It's like you keep being over 40, and I'm still like, what's it like?
What are you now, 39?
Now I'm 39.
I can't wait for you to turn 40.
What are we going to do on the 40th?
Fucking worst. Let me tell you something. Mm. You contemplate your life. When you, it's at that midlife crisis, shit is real.
You know I'm not a birthday party guy.
No.
But I'm thinking of having a birthday party.
You should. I'm opposed to the big birthday. We talk about this a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand these adults who are like, it's my 47. Hey! Like, yeah. What are you? I mean, after 30, you don't get to do that shit. Like, you get the big ones, 30, 40, 50, 60, but that's it.
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck about you and your birthday? Like, you have a job, you have a mortgage, go on with your life. Well, what do you want though? But you and I both hate parties, especially throwing them.
I know. Maybe I'll do the big dinner. I like the big dinner thing. You know?
Like we'll go to a nice restaurant with your friends?
Something like that.
The Kreischers?
No. People I like.
Oh, right, yeah.
And, maybe, right? have some drinks.
Here's the problem with that, okay?
Yeah.
You only talk to people sitting next to you, it's like, what's the point of the big dinner?
What about the big dinner here?
You like we feed people at our table? That's a good idea.
But we don't cook. We have someone else cook.
It's a great idea. I think a small intimate party at your own home, you can kind of control the variables.
That's nice. And then I can get fucking shit faced.
Get fucking house, bro.
Get ripped in half.
I can't wait to get fucking ripped again, man.
Yeah, man.
I've been sober for 8 months. This sucks. I don't know how people do this.
Pretty,
I can't wait to get fucking drunk, bro.
Bro, I know.
Sushi and wine. First thing when I pop this kid out, dude, that's what I want. Bring me the wine and bring me the sushi. I don't give a fuck if I'm breastfeeding. Your milk doesn't come in for fucking 2 or 3 days anyways, bro. Bring it.
It's pretty cool.
What are you going to do? You're going to do something like you're going to go to Colorado with Bert and Ari and watch some Grand Prix race or something fucking dude thing like that.
For my birthday?
For your 40th, yeah. You're going to like go horseback riding with Joe or something.
What?
You're always talking about your horseback riding thing.
You literally described the last thing on earth I would do to celebrate my birthday.
I know, it's terrible.
No, I won't do that. I will, I don't know. You know, I don't know. I really don't know. So far I like the dinner idea.
Yeah.
Like a nice dinner.
Yeah, I like that too.
You got to bring in the people you really like though. See, that's the key to it.
Yeah.
See, a party has too many, fringe kind of on the outsiders because it's a party. People always find their way. And you're like, I don't want this dude at my party.
You want them at your party and you're not really talking to them anyways.
But the dinner, you can make it smaller. And you can make it exactly who you want.
I like it.
I like it too.
God, I fucking hate birthdays. You know what I hate? I hate getting all the text messages and the happy birthday. And you're like, I don't want to.
I think I would do the birthday dinner.
That's
good.
And
we don't cook.
I don't want to cook. I don't want to clean up.
No. You have somebody else do all of that.
Yeah, I hate birthdays. I hate the in-between birthdays, like this one, like 42. Like, who gives a shit that I'm 42? Nobody fucking cares.
There you go.
You know? I'm still going to go care. To work. I'm still going to fucking do the
I care. So I know how much you love people screaming and how it makes you laugh. This guy apparently goes all over the world. Coyote Peterson, I think is his name. And he likes to find like the most painful bites and stings, and he films himself going through it.
Oh my God.
It's really crazy.
Now, to say that the sting of the tarantula hawk is #2 on the insect sting pain index. It's like being stunned with a taser, and they say it puts you into a state of paralysis for up to 5 minutes where all you can do is scream.
You're gonna do this yourself?
Yeah, to himself.
But does he have the antidote with him?
There's no antidote because it's not venom, it's just a painful sting.
Million miles a second. This is the most nervous I've ever been.
This is basically Fear Factor.
Yeah.
Bite from anything. My hand is shaking.
Self-imposed.
You guys all ready?
What a fucking idiot.
You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
I'm Coyote Peterson, and I'm about to enter the sting zone with the tarantula hawk.
It's just a stinger, but it's really painful.
Don't do it, bro. Don't do it.
Two. Here we go. Three.
Oh no, oh no, don't do
He's
it,
like
mommy.
He's like forcing a sting.
Yeah, don't do it. Oh my God.
You alright? Oh my gosh!
You're not laughing, Tom. Why aren't you laughing? Oh, God. I hope our kids never do shit like this, man.
He did it to himself. It's just crazy.
Yes. Tell me what you're feeling. I can't move my arm!
Dude, this is not good. And this won't kill you?
That is the most intense pain I've ever felt. I don't think I can talk.
Your face is
This is
best.
You after the hot wing show in the toilet.
This is my diarrhea.
Nope, I just can't move my arm.
Why is he doing this? Is this for television or just
his
the
YouTube
internet?
Channel.
Coyote Peterson doesn't cry though, right?
Just for YouTube views?
He has a lot of views.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
Look at your arm is swollen up.
Oh dear. Oh dear. God.
second wave of pain.
I'd say you don't have to do this. I don't like this.
Look at that fucking thing.
Yeah, it's actually receding at this point.
Okay. Do it again.
Oh. I've read that it's like getting tased with a taser gun. I've never been tased before, but I can tell you that the pain is unbelievable right now.
Well, now you need to go get tased.
All up and down my forearm.
Yeah.
So you can compare.
I agree.
Where's that video?
Yeah, you got at least go all the way.
Fuck, man.
Yeah, that's... I don't like that. I don't like this.
Yeah.
How come you're not laughing? I feel like you would laugh at this.
I don't know.
What? Why aren't you laughing?
I think because we know it's coming. I think the surprise would have been better.
You know? You think if you just saw the guy put the bug on his arm and not say what's going to happen?
Or like if his friend had put the bug on his arm.
Oh, and then that, you're right. That's a funnier setup.
That's a funnier setup.
Sure.
Than him just being like, I'm going to do this to myself.
Right. Yeah.
I know. And then he really looked like he was in real pain.
Yeah.
See, it's prolonged. On some of these things, like the guy jumping off the tow truck, it's quick.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, and then it's over. This is like you're seeing someone suffer.
Which I thought would be in your wheelhouse.
No, I don't like that so much.
I like it if like a guy friend, like a jackass setup where like maybe Johnny Knoxville dumps that bug down like someone's shorts.
Yeah.
And they get a bite on their peener or their balls. Now that's a funnier scenario.
Or like if one of those guys is sleeping and they let that thing out.
Oh shit.
In his room.
God, they should have submitted this to Jackass.
That would have been something.
That's a good one.
That would have been a good thing. Here's a Double Pipe Classic loophole question.
Oh, interesting.
I was talking to my wife the other night about Double Pipe Classics and I had an epiphany. If Tom were to burp in Christina's, how you say, asshole, and then Christina were to fart that burp out, would that technically be a Double Pipe Classic? Just wondering. Try it out. Love you, mommies. JR. No, that would not be. But I really like the way your mind works. You're definitely gross, and you're really using your time for good. But I don't think that works.
It's thought-provoking.
I burp into your asshole, and you fart that out. I mean, I get what he's saying. It's like
it is a technical
loophole.
There's
a burp and a fart, but it's not the same thing.
Well, no, here's why it's a DQ.
Yeah.
First of all, the Double Pipe Classic is the burp comes out of your mouth.
Your mouth.
And the fart comes out of your rectum.
At the same time.
But he's saying you're going to burp into my rectum, yeah. And so that my rectum is just full of your burp air.
I know.
And that actually is it's improper.
He's saying there's a burp that's a fart coming
out.
No,
I understand what he's saying, but the definition of a double pipe is that you're burping out of your mouth and farting out of your anus at the same time.
It's nonsense.
So it's not even it's a non-starter, guy. Yeah. This is not even a loophole. It's not. It's illogical. What you're suggesting is it's illogical.
Yeah.
It's not right.
Somebody writes us, hey, Jeans, recently I was giving my girlfriend a back rub. We had just had sex. We were still naked. So I was sitting on top of her butt with our bare butts touching.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think much of it, but I had to fart and I ripped a loud one, which ended up going directly into her butthole.
No.
She was not a fan of the sensation of the wind and particles going into her rectum.
Hmm.
Is there a name for this? Are some people into this? Did I accidentally discover a new fart fetish? I just wanted some Gene's opinion on this. Sincerely, Zimzer. Well, Zim, I think you are nasty as hell.
You wouldn't even do this to me?
Sit on you and fart into your butthole? It's not what I'm...
I don't think this is... Let me tell you something. I don't think, and I understand what he's saying, you sit on someone's butt and then you fart on their butt. But in order for that fart to go into somebody's butthole, your butthole's clenched shut.
Yeah.
So I don't think that the fart can go into her butthole unless her butthole is open.
Of course. No, of course. He just farted on her butt.
Right. So that's just bad luck for her.
It is. Are some people into it? I'm sure. Somebody out there is like, I love when somebody just farts on me, farts on my butt cheeks.
But if it were to go in, there would be a fart transfer.
Yeah, that's not happening, babe.
Fart.
It's not
transfart.
It's not happening.
Transfartance. Yeah. It's not happening. It's not. It is possible, but it's just not. You could put a funnel in her butthole and then fart into the funnel. And maybe some of those fart particles will go into her butthole.
That's such another level of commitment to that.
Yeah.
To fart into a funnel. And put it in someone's asshole. I mean, that's not like an accidental thing that just happens.
Right.
You're really, really going for it at that point.
Well, that's what he's suggesting that he's done.
Yeah.
But without the funnel. And it's not possible. I'm saying it's not
Did
possible.
You see the White House video? Did you see
yes,
that? Yes. You did
so
see it?
So depressing. Yes, you showed this to me.
I thought I showed you just like a moment of it.
It's so disturbing and alarming.
The White House put out, this is so crazy.
It's so upsetting. Now you're just going to upset me all over
Why?
Again.
Why?
Because it's so embarrassing that this is our leader putting out this nonsense.
Well, it's so funny that this is actually real. Because when I saw it, I was like, there's no way this is real. And it is real. Here's the best part about this. For people that don't know, what I'm about to show you was played for the journalists at the summit in Singapore after Trump and Kim Jong-un met. This played on large screens for the journalists. And then Trump walked out and did his press conference.
So crazy.
It really feels like a sketch when you see this. But here's what we learned afterwards. Trump actually showed this to Kim Jong-un at lunch. He showed him this video, which you knew he had to be like, you want to see some badass shit?
You want to see some cool stuff?
Yeah, and then Kim turned to his translator and was like, huh? And the translator was like, Surutoto. It
is like, Japanese.
And then he goes, huh? Like nodded, like, yeah, I want to see some cool shit. And then Trump showed him this and was like, what do you think? And then Kim Jong-un was probably like, Surutoto. Which means like, he said that's some badass shit. Like, I bet you that's not far off from...
So embarrassing.
7 billion people inhabit planet Earth. Of those alive today, only a small number will leave a lasting impact.
It feels like...
And only the very few will make decisions or take actions that renew their homeland and change the course of history. History may appear to repeat itself for generations.
The crazy thing is, if you're the White House, you have to have access to like the best producers, editors. I mean, you can reach, and it was clearly made by, you know, corporate. Like, this is corporate creativity. If, you know.
Yeah.
If fucking.
In a world. It just feels very generic.
It feels generic. It's generic editing. It's generic voiceover. It's generic
terrible.
Music.
Yeah.
It just feels like there was, I don't know, like a shopping cart company would be like, hey, we have a new shopping cart coming out.
Yeah.
Can you guys make a video? This would be the type of video.
Well, you're not even getting to the good parts yet.
No, I know. It gets better and better.
It gets to the 1950s.
It's always evolving. And there comes a time when only a few are called upon to make a difference. But the question is, what difference will the few make?
Okay.
The past doesn't have to be the future. What if a people that share a common and rich heritage can find a common future? Destiny Pictures presents a story
What the fuck is happening?
Destiny Pictures presents.
You've heard of Destiny Pictures, right?
So clearly this is, you know, you can sit around, you can see like the White House meeting. They're like, well, it's a fake trailer. You know, it's our destiny to have this come together. And he's like, that's it.
Oh my God.
Destiny
this
Pictures
is so horrible.
Presents. Like it's like a movie that's really going to happen. Yeah. But make it like super badass. Like all kinds of cool shots.
Can there be?
There can only be two results. One of moving back.
Can there be explosions in this video, Tom?
Yeah.
A lot of panning from Canada. Maybe.
Oh, wait, I think in Destiny Pictures
a
Presents.
New story,
I forgot
a
this
new
one.
Beginning.
Wait, watch.
One of peace, two men, two leaders, one destiny. A story about a special moment in time. When a man is presented with one chance that may never be repeated.
There it is.
What will he choose? To show vision?
The stock footage of the guy dunking?
It's so bizarre.
That's my favorite thing ever.
It's so
bizarre. Can you get a guy to dunk in the video?
One chance that
well, and the science. Science medicals.
Will he choose?
I'm a science.
Kim loves basketball.
Yeah, no, I know. Dennis Rodman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or one of moving forward.
Oh my God, it's embarrassing. Okay, missiles launching.
For those of you that don't know why this is absolutely fucking bananas, you need to do a little bit of research into diplomacy and the way that it's approached to create a fake movie trailer that you actually release to the general public and play for journalists and play for the isolated dictator of a country. It's fucking crazy, man. Mm. It's crazy. It's definitely not how things have been done, but you know, I guess we'll hold out our
fingers crossed. It's so embarrassing. Like, it's so embarrassing.
I know.
It is embarrassing. It's so embarrassing. I can't even bring myself to have an opinion. You ever, like, I'm so upset inside. Can begin today. Oh, my God. It's, like, so dumb.
Somebody was telling me, like, doesn't this feel like...
so stupid.
It feels like Scientology videos.
Yeah. Like, one of those fake... Yeah.
What if? Can history be changed? Will the world embrace this change? And when could this moment in history begin? Will he shake the hand of peace and enjoy prosperity like he has never seen? A great life or more isolation? Which path will be chosen?
Oh, God.
So wild. A little levity.
It's so crazy. It's so fucking nutty. I can't even.
Yeah, but I think that it's not just that video. It's the source of the video that's amazing. And where the video was played.
Yeah, it's so inappropriate. You know what it reminds me of? Is when you see somebody make like an independent film, like their own film, and then yes. They're like, hey, look at this movie I made.
Yeah, and you start to go, and then it's so cringy, right?
You're yeah. Like, and then they send you the trailer that they made on their Apple computer. And that's what that is. It's like the Steven Seagal movies that we watch sometimes.
It's exactly like a Seagal movie. You are spot on. That looks like a Seagal trailer.
Yeah.
Like, in a world.
Yeah, it's so cheap.
Where Asia and America collide. It looks terrible.
Terrible.
You're the white. At least fucking make the trailer incredible.
Like, yeah, you know, people in showbiz might. There's people that support
somebody
you.
Somebody like, would help find you with a trailer.
Like, put Kid Rock in the video.
I know.
He loves you.
Actually, if that would have been so much better.
Yeah. If he was like, North Korea, do the right thing.
Oh, my God.
Fucking whatever. Yeah. Or, you know, have the celebrities endorsing you that like you. Like, it's bananas. It's something. Bananas. It's just utter nonsense.
Yeah. That was,
Hi, vey.
That is an amazing
now,
video.
Now, what's really interesting, though, is that Dennis Rodman is saying that, like, he was the first to initiate.
Potcoin.com. That's the shirt he wore last week on the news.
But he's taking credit for this. He's like, look, dude, I was the first person to go to North Korea and establish contact, and you motherfuckers owe me. Like,
he has a point.
He kind of does. Like, yeah. When did Dennis Rodman become the voice of reason in the world?
In this world that we live in now, that makes a lot of sense. We live in a totally nonsense. Everything that you thought made sense. I mean, even the video being played, it's like, it's one of those, you know what the other cringy thing, fucking when people send... Hey, I did stand up for the first time.
Oh my God, don't do that.
Will you watch it? I'm like, fuck no. God damn it. Here's a tip for you if you really want to get into stand up. Don't post the first time you've done stand up.
Or the first 7-6 years of doing stand up. Don't post any of that stuff, guys. It's not good.
It's not good. You're not good at it. It's terrible.
Oh, it's bad.
And if you think it's good, you're wrong. It's not good. You're not good at it.
Well, and also I understand the...
I know you want to share, you want validation, all that stuff.
Right. To be fair, I understand a younger comedian might want your feedback.
Maybe, but...
But on the other hand, so what? Like, that's just how you would do stand-up. You're just telling this person, hey, this is how I would do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not really guidance.
Yeah, you shouldn't listen to what I say about it, but you definitely shouldn't post it.
No, don't post it on the internet.
Don't post your stand-up for a long time. Post it when it's been really, like, tested out.
And yeah.
You've done it to a lot of audiences, and you go, like, hey. Unless you're like, oh, I just did it for a laugh. Like, I did it for a... But if you're like, I'm pursuing stand-up, believe me when I tell you, you don't want that to be a representation of you.
No,
think about
terrible.
Stand-ups that you really like and admire. What do you see of them? You see a finished product. You see something
after 10 years at least.
So you're like, yeah, I've been uploading all my sets on YouTube if you want to watch them.
Please
it's
don't.
Like, dude, you shouldn't.
Well, and I remember being frustrated when I was a fifth year comic or fourth year comic and being like, why aren't I in the clubs? Why aren't I?
Yeah.
And I didn't know at the time, but I sucked. That's why. Yeah. And when you get good enough, people will take notice. You don't have to do much. Once you're good, they'll invite you to do the shows that you want to be doing.
Those videos.
So don't worry. Don't push it.
No. I know. It takes time. There's no shortcut. It takes time. Those videos are so cringy when they're.
Like, I won't watch them.
Oh my God.
You know, people submit them to me and I politely decline. I say, look, I just don't think, I don't want to derail you from your creative journey.
I totally agree.
What if I say something and I discourage?
I hate.
And that ends up being your thing that makes you, and I told you to stop doing that because I wouldn't do that personally.
I fucking hate giving stand-up notes.
I don't like it either. I don't like critiquing. It's like, who am I? Who am I to tell you what you think is?
I know. I don't like it. I don't like putting a thought in your head that maybe changes another thought that you had that maybe was a good thought,
That's right.
Just because I think it, but I still don't want to watch your awful video.
Neither do I.
Please don't send me your videos.
No.
Oh, fucking God. It's really... Do you know Gucci Berry?
No.
He's this guy.
So today, you swing to the
side.
We thought we'd do America's favorite pastime.
We're doing a show right now.
I know,
baseball.
But
we're
going to
let this little leaguer swing me in the nuts.
What are you doing on your phone, man?
My food is arriving, and I would like to know whether or not Claudia opened the door for this person, because they're calling me.
Okay. Well, we're in the middle of this podcast.
I know. Okay, so then they'll just send my food away. I'm pregnant. Okay. I got
to
eat.
All right. You want me to set it up again since you didn't play it?
Oh, sure. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So today is Swing to the Sack Sunday. We thought we'd do America's favorite pastime. Baseball. We're going to let this little leaguer swing me in the nuts.
Gucci Bear, I'm about to grand slam your nuts into outer space.
See, I've really discovered about myself just in this episode that I don't like when it's like planned out and anticipated as much. I like the accidental.
That's interesting. You like the element of surprise.
Yeah, I don't like this.
Yeah, but all we would have had to have done is just show you this video without the setup, and then you would have laughed. Is what you're
maybe
saying.
Maybe I won't know now, but I definitely don't like it.
I don't like it either.
And I too much of my memory goes to having my balls kicked.
You know, I think you've got something there because America's Funniest Home Videos made several seasons of that show just on this premise. It's the nut hit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason the nut hit worked is because it wasn't deliberate. It was the accidental kid swinging.
Yeah.
It's the mom doing whatever.
This guy asked the kid to hit him in the balls with a fucking baseball bat.
Yeah, it doesn't work when it's deliberate. Unless it's Jackass and there's a group of guys laughing.
Yeah.
You know, and there's like some stakes or they've agreed to
and
it.
The setup
is
different, yeah.
Oh, fuck, home run, dude. Oh, fuck me. Oh, God. Damn it.
What's going on with this guy, you think?
Oh, it's fucking drunk.
I think
drunk.
I felt something splatter in there. Oh, fuck. Oh.
He needs attention. I know why it works on Jackass, though, because the other guys laughing give you permission to laugh.
Yeah, that's true.
And you know that it's okay.
And you know that whoever gets hurt, first of all, is okay with it.
Yeah, they've bought the same.
And you also know he's going to get somebody back.
Right, there's revenge. It's a bunch of goofballs doing it. But this one just felt sad.
Oof. Jesus Christ.
Pathetic.
There's a bunch of stuff in the store right now. If you guys, thank you for supporting the Try It Out, Ball Hog. What was the Four Stroke Gang, of course. Multiple Four Stroke Gang. There's shirts. There's a hat. The new thing is coming out next week. So
that's exciting
for that.
I know what you're talking about.
I showed you
excited.
The prototype last night. Shows are on sale. They're on pre-sale. TomSegura.com, ChristinaPOnline.com. Is there anything else to mention, Gene?
No, I don't think so.
Happy Born Day.
Thanks.
I love you.
I love you too, mommies.
And no, I said I love you.
I love you, mommies. Oh, you too. I love you too.
And
I love Tom.
Thank you guys for listening. Here's the closing song. It is, what is it? Gaping Dad, four-stroke anthem. We haven't had a Gaping Dad song in a while. He's always really good. So here it is. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Here's a deal, man. Four strokes. Here's a deal, man. Four strokes. Here's a deal, man. Four strokes. Here's a deal, man.
And he came in four strokes.
Fuck that.